Student loans can be annoying in the best of times, but in the worst of times, they can really put you in a bind. And that's why the federal government has offered some help during this coronavirus pandemic. Bill Wozniak is with InvestEd. It's a nonprofit Indianapolis-based group that helps Hoosiers who are having trouble with financial aid and college funding and also student loans. And Bill, what is it that the federal government is doing right now that is a bit different from normal operation?
So the immediate items are the waiver on the interest on federally held student loans. And so this is already going to be in effect for at least the next 60 days. And then if the Senate bill that was passed yesterday or this morning gets ratified and signed by the president, that would last through the end of September. So some interest rate relief for many students across the country right now.
Does this mean, does the president's order mean that I don't have to pay on my student loans while this first 60 days is going on?
Great question. So that's the second waiver. That was the one that happened on Friday. And so federal student loan payments can now be suspended right now for the next 60 days. But if the bill gets signed, that would go through the end of September, where federal student loan borrowers wouldn't have to make payments. The important thing here is to work with your servicer. If you have questions, get a hold of your servicer. And you can continue to make payments. And because of the interest waiver, you could now start to pay down a little more of the principal, but you don't have to make those payments.
And going just a little bit beyond what's happening right now, what is the drawback? What are the cons of this? What are the consequences?
Well, the good news is because there is no interest rate for this period, whatever that ends up being, 2 months or more like 6 months, because there's no interest rate being charged, if somebody chooses that they're going to go the route of not making payments, they're not going to get behind. And even on some of the other programs like income-driven repayment or trying to get towards the public student loan forgiveness, this is not going to set you back. You're going to be okay here, and that's why this would be such a big deal. So again, you can make the payments if you want and try to get a little bit ahead, but you don't have to, and work with your servicer to find all the options that are available to you.
And what if somebody is behind on their student loans? Does this still count for them?
Great point. So if you are delinquent on your student loans, let's say you're 35, 40, 45 days behind heading into all this that we're now living through, it does apply to you. So even if you're delinquent currently, this will help you. For those that had already defaulted, that would go beyond this. But if you're on time with your payments or you're delinquent with your payments, these programs will help you.
And how is your company, InvestEd, helping people right now here in Indiana?
So InvestEd is always available, not for profit, for free help with anything related to paying for college. Well, as we get close to April 15, the state aid filing deadline of the FAFSA, we're taking a lot of calls helping people file the FAFSA as they look ahead to next year. But as you can imagine now with these new bills happening and waivers happening, people have a lot of questions and they can often get through faster to us with a question than maybe the servicers, as you can imagine, are inundated with a lot of calls. So people can reach out to us, ask us questions about this, either for the current day or looking ahead to the fall as well.
So just to be clear, and just for final clarification here, if you want to stop the payments, you have to contact your servicer.
That is correct. The interesting tidbit here is that for those that are delinquent, the guidance has been that it will automatically go into effect. And so for the people that are on time, it won't automatically go into effect. But the thing that we're reading as we look at all the details is then when somebody would go delinquent, then apparently they would go into the automatic setup of this. But again, the guidance we always give is to work with the servicers. And the real good news is most of the servicers, if not all, now have an online way to do this. We were checking the servicers over the last few days. And so go to your servicer, check out the form if you want to not make payments. It's always best to get confirmation from them so you never, ever have a surprise.
All right. And if people want more information, where can they find you?
317-715-9007, 317-715-9007, or our website is investedindiana.org, all one word, investedindiana.org. Not for profit, all our help is free, and we're happy to talk to anybody that has a question.